Good afternoon, Montreal. It's Bill speaking. How can we help you? Or good morning.
Bill, it's Get with RDI. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Good, RDI.
Yeah. I was, if he's around, that'd be great.
Yeah, he's around, but I don't know if he's great.
Available or not.
Fair. Yeah, he's right here.
Awesome, thank you.
Doing okay?
Yeah, you know, it's trying to solve the world's problems one diamond at a time, you know?
That's it.
It's holiday season. I hope you're doing well, too. I haven't talked to you in a hot minute.
Yeah, very busy right now. But
good.
We're doing good.
Keep it up. Yeah, keep
a lot
it up.
Of lab diamonds. A lot of lab diamonds.
Yeah, great. No, but, you know, I'm seeing a lot more natural come around, too, which is nice. So
yeah.
My list
okay.
of ideas, I guess.
Hang in there, Matt. Don't go.
Right, thanks.
Stay here. You're going to be put on hold.
All right, thank you.
I'm going to have to put you on hold.
Not a problem.
On.
Not a problem. I'm hanging.
All right.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I keep telling myself I'm doing great. So I just keep telling myself. It's just, it's only week one. It's day six, and I'm already like, my feet are hitting the ground just a little bit differently every morning. And, you know, we're coming in. We're smiling and dialing and trying to, we're selling naturals, which is great. A lot more people asking. So, you know, we're just trying to do the best we can. But I wanted to follow up with you real quick on that 350 GSI1. Am I chasing a 4? Or have you talked to him at all?
So do not chase a 4 yet.
Okay.
I think that's going to be out of the range, in all honesty.
In budget.
He came in yesterday or the day before and said he was bringing the girl in.
Does he like the 350?
He didn't even look at it, but he wants her to look at it.
Oh.
Right, exactly. So, okay. I'm having my girl call today to hear what the hell is
rattle
going
his cage
on.
A little bit.
Yeah, and get an answer one way or the other. Worst case, if you need, I can send it back to you on Monday.
We'll find out. I've got no one in line for it. Bigger concern was, do I find a bigger option, or now am I looking for something smaller? Obviously, she hasn't seen it yet, so I want to put it in front of her.
Yeah, and he knows the number, so he didn't like bark at the price. So.
He just wants to say, hey,
I guess.
She's got it. But he didn't even want to look at it? No, I don't want to look at it.
He said, yep, I want her to look at it, because if she doesn't like it, it doesn't matter.
Fair. I mean, if she looks at it and doesn't like it, I'm going to be pissed. Because it's like, what are you talking about? What mountain are you living on?
That could be health.
Right. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's an awesome, and it's not $1 million. It's a lot of money. But for what it is, that's a good price. But what he was telling me that you're selling a lot of lab going through. I imagine lab-grown finished jewelry is going to be huge this year. I mean, I've got some stores giving it away, like giving away small studs for gift of purchase.
Yeah, and it's I've kind of taken a different route on those. Because what's going on is they're selling people shit finding.
Oh,
like they're,
okay.
They're setting them in these little chintzy ass fucking settings.
Yeah,
and they can sell them for $250 for a half carat total weight.
Because the gold is nothing.
Like, because there's only $75 worth of gold in there, $100
right.
of gold in it, maybe.
Yeah,
a nice set of even for little guys. I mean, they cost me $150 just for the mountings and the backs.
Right for the nice.
So
okay, yeah. So that's.
So
that's
I'm selling it more as like here's a better wear. This is going to actually last you where these are going to fall out. Are they the same stones? Yes. There's more money. Gold.
Right.
There's more gold. And at the end of the day, the gold costs more money than the diamonds.
Right. And that's also another problem. So, like, I had a guy come to RJO. You know, he was grinning from year to year. This was a summer show, I think. And he dumped out a bag of sterling silver lab-grown fashion. Like, big, weird halo rings or, like, you know, like, knuckle long, you know, fashion stuff, and he's like, cost me $80, I'm going to sell it for $150, or I'm going to sell this for $200. Like, and I asked him, how's that going for you? And he says, actually, it's not going great. And I'm like, it was all tchotchke bullshit. It's all, you know, big looking. People now look at that, and I think they're developing that, okay, that's not real. It's sterling silver. There's nothing valuable. It's costume, right?
essentially.
So, you know, like to your point with the chintzy backs, the quality luxury jewelry stores, I asked him, like, do you not own a luxury jewelry store? And is this the kind of thing, this Cracker Jack box kind of shit, is this what you want to be known for? It's good to have it. You sell a lot of sterling. You can sell a lot of sterling silver, and the markup is good. But is this what you want to be known for? And should that supplant your natural diamond business or your
right.
natural diamond, you know what I mean? So at least you provide a better quality product.
At the end of it, because I don't want to have to deal with some crap down the road.
Right. Do
it right the first time and they last.
Right. Right. And you got a happy customer. I don't think a lot of people that have really dove into the lab have looked at the future and gone, all right, what if that person, like, maybe it's only happened once, or maybe it hasn't happened yet, but 5 years down the road, you look back and 3 years ago today, that 3-carat lab-grown oval was $10,000,
mm-hmm.
and now it's $800. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be happy? Is he going to want to come back to you? Does he have to know? What if he finds out, right? Like, they're not looking at that. And, yeah, they made a killing, but I don't think they're looking at the future. So, you know, I don't know. I'm optimistic. I just sold, I think, 6 70-pointers to a guy in Minnesota that sells them for engagement. So he can still sell 3-quarters for engagement. You know, that tells me natural still has a healthy future, and I'm optimistic
for sure,
about that.
Yeah, because the 3-quarter carat range has always been that entry-level. I got a little bit of money, but I can't afford a lot.
Yep.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
That's where the mainstream America is. So that's
right.
A very, very
we
good
can't
industry.
Survive supplying the 1%. Mike's buying crazy shit right now. Like, we just bought a 20-carat FSI2 XXX faint for, well, I don't know what we bought it for, but I know we're selling it for $830,000. Like, good. We have that one thing. One of these reps is going to sell that, and we're going to have a field day with it. But, like, 3-carat and above, yeah, we have an insane collection right now because it's healthy, but how many that top 1%er, there's a lot of competition there. There's a lot of other people that are showing goods like that through, like, even this 350, right? Like, that's a small, find me another 350 GSI1 that looks like that. There's not that many. But if you're not supplying that $1,700, you know, 1-carat, which is what it is now. Like, I sold 4 1-carats yesterday, all of them under $2,000. All of them XXX GIAs, near colorless and eye clean. Like, well, this feels great. Selling 1-carats again. I really wish they were $3,500 a piece.
I keep doing that. Like, I do the analogy with Mongo today. Selling diamonds right now it computes in my brain same way but backwards as buying scrap gold.
Right. Because
it's
not gone up, it's gone down.
In my hand, and I can't believe that's $700 in my hand for that. There's that little ring. How is that one ring, $700? And I have a carat diamond, and I go, how is this only $2,500?
Right. Yeah. You're like, wow. Why is this $700?
Yeah.
Why
and
is this only $25?
I'm double checking my math 3 times.
Right.
To make sure I'm doing it right.
Because it's all upside down.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, well, I'm optimistic, man. I hope your lady gets her on the phone and gets her in to take a look at it. That'd be a huge hit for us. What other tire kickers do you see coming? Do you any big finished? Any, like, I mean, I'm sure you've still got a ton of inventory, but is there anything that I can prepare for or look? Because we are shipping Saturday for Monday.
I don't have anything in the line at the moment.
Okay, cool.
Well, the day's young. And it was funny, when I called you guys, I got, hey, good afternoon. I mean, good morning. The last 3 people I talked to said the exact same thing, and I'm like, we're all just looking forward to the evening. We're already mentally in the afternoon. It's just one big day from now until January. So,
but that's just the start. Right now, we don't know if it's morning or night. Next, we're not going to know what day of the week
is. And that is actually the next step. My week's already screwed up because we typically don't work Saturdays. So it's just, But anyway, have a rocking day, dude. Let me know if you need anything else. I'll be here till 5, okay?
All right, man. Take care.
Go make money. Talk to you later.